Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gaston catches it and throws to first to double up McNair. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Rommel moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rommel moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Rhine moves to third. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhine scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Webb reaches second base with a double. Van Camp scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston is hit by the pitch. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rommel moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Rommel scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive towards short. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Miller reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Webb reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.